Good morning. Welcome to Roundtable and to our segment with our cultural editor, Sean Stone. We were just having an uplifting conversation going in, so I'm very happy to talk to Sean and, quite frankly, change the subject.
Well, you know, the weather lately has brought back memories of my childhood religious catechism and its warnings of an intemperate afterlife. And I'm not enjoying it. But other than that, I'm doing great.
Good. Well, it's very nice to have you with us. Sean Stone is our cultural editor. He joins us each and every Thursday. You can see his list of stuff on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. But you can listen to him right here, right now, and find out what's going on. So you have seen a movie?
Yes, Our Kind of Traitor. It's adapted from the John le Carré novel. It's very entertaining. It stars Ewan McGregor and Naomi Harris as a couple on holiday in Marrakesh who bump into a Russian gangster, and then things get complicated. Stellan Skarsgård is the Russian gangster. He's very entertaining. Damian Lewis plays an MI6 agent. He wears these intimidating Elvis Costello glasses.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like the glasses are like a third of the performance, and it's just fantastic. It's an intricate story about the mafia and the internecine problems in MI6. It's very entertaining. I enjoyed it.
Good stuff. So it's Our Kind of Traitor, which is out now. Let's go with what's happening beginning tomorrow.
Upbeat on the Roof at the Tang Teaching Museum and Gallery in Saratoga Springs. It's Dust Bowl Fairies, Ryder Cooley's goth folk group. They have a spirit animal, which is a taxidermied goat, I believe.
Yes.
She's fantastic. I really enjoy their music. And it'll be perfect for this kind of weather, sort of ethereal weirdness.
This is all part of Francis Day, which we'll be talking about the folks from the Tang coming up at 11:30.
That is a big deal they do every year.
Yes, very cool event. All right.
And then Friday, it's the opening of the Boston Symphony at Tanglewood, Joshua Bell. They're going to play Prokofiev's Fifth, and he's going to be featured on the Saitsen's Violin Concerto. You're going there tomorrow.
We're going there tomorrow, broadcasting live. This particular program that you're talking about, which is the Tanglewood opener, is going to be conducted by Jacques Lacombe, and he will join us first thing tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock.
So delightful.
We look forward to that, but all of that, the Tanglewood opener tomorrow night at Tanglewood in Lenox.
The Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater is at SPAC also tomorrow and Saturday, Friday at 8 and Saturday at 2 and 8. You're having an interview with them this morning,
yes,
too.
Robert Battle will be on. I swear this wasn't our intent to our interviews, but yes, it is sort of is.
It's fine.
We do the
it's
same thing.
It's a big deal. It's SPAC at 50. They're one of the leading dance groups
and
in
Alvin
the country.
And Alvin Ailey, it's very cool.
Exactly.
And so there you go.
And then we have at the Low Beat, right across the street from the studio here in Albany, it's Wussy, sort of a legendary indie rock band. They've been around since 2002. The great Robert Christgau has called them his favorite band.
Yep, there you go.
So there you go. And that's Friday night. Sunday, the Muppet Steak Manhattan is screening at Proctor's Sunday morning at 10:30 and 1. It's their sort of free summer film series that's, you know, bring the kids, get them out of the heat.
Cool them off.
Exactly. Also Sunday, the Hyde Collection at Glens Falls is opening the exhibit, The Hydes and Rembrandt. It runs through October. It's basically about the Rembrandt craze and how every collector wanted to get a Rembrandt, and there aren't that many. There's a limited number, and this is how the Hyde, sort of all of the documentation of how they got theirs.
That's cool. All right.
Also Sunday night at SPAC in Saratoga Springs, Steely Dan and Steve Winwood.
Together.
On the same stage,
great
not at
bill.
The same time. It's a great
okay.
bill.
Steely Dan, Steve Winwood, Sunday night.
Wednesday at the Empire State Plaza. The Empire State Plaza is reopened. I mentioned this last week, but it's so nice because it was torn up for like a year and a half.
You can actually walk on it, go from the Capitol down to the museum, the State Museum.
Yep, you can sit there and watch a concert. It's Blood, Sweat, and Tears featuring Bo Bice. The American Idol guy is now the singer.
Oh, there you go.
And
I did not know that.
The Troy Band Super 400, who are celebrating their anniversary this year, are opening. That's it for like from 5 to 9 p.m.
All right.
Also Wednesday, NRBQ will be at Helsinki Hudson. They're also at the Green River Fest. I actually heard your interview with
the... Yes, with the gentleman from the Green River Festival yesterday.
And then Wednesday, Jim Gaffigan is taking some time off from pitching the new Chrysler to do one of his stand-up shows at the Times Union Center.
Now, I love Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, yeah, he's fantastic.
I've seen him many, many times. I've always seen him in a small club setting, or maybe like a Proctor's Palace-type setting. I have never... I find it interesting that he's playing that kind of big venue.
Yeah.
But that's great. Good for him.
It'll be interesting to see how his timing plays in a place like that.
Because he's so in his own head.
Yeah. Yeah, and it doesn't seem like the kind of place you could get away with that, but I'm sure he pulls it off every night.
Absolutely. Well, all these shows seem to be in big places that I'd be fascinated to see. I love him. I think he's fantastic. And, well, if anyone can do it, certainly he can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
A bunch of new movies, the documentary The Music of Strangers, Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble.
Oh, you know, I saw that for a film festival that we were
talking
about.
And how is it?
And it's really good. It's a beautiful film about Yo-Yo Ma, of course, and the musicians from around the world that come together for the Silk Road Ensemble. And it is really poignant and beautiful. The music, of course, is part of it, but it's really the story of bringing people together and what motivates them to come together to bring this music of the world. And I think if you feel that you know Yo-Yo Ma through his music, you really should see this and see another side of him. It's a gorgeous documentary.
Terrific.
Yes.
Then we have the hard R comedy Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, which stars two of the funniest actors on the planet, Anna Kendrick and Aubrey Plaza. So I'm there.
Zac Efron, and who's the other guy?
That guy from Pitch Perfect.
Andy,
I don't know what
Devine,
his name is.
What is it? Is that something like? I forget what his
name
is.
Yeah, Andy Devine, something like that.
I don't know. No. I don't know that that's it. But he's okay. He's also a Modern Family. I actually find him funny, but okay.
And then we have The Secret Life of Pets, which is the big animated movie of this week. And
which looks funny.
It does. The trailer actually had me excited. Then I saw the original trailer, and then the newer trailer is like it's a chase movie. Like, all right. But it still looks good. I like their animation. And then we have Wiener Dog, the latest film from Todd Solondz. And if you know Todd Solondz, then you probably know what you're getting into.
Okay, I don't. So what are we getting into?
Welcome to the Dollhouse and, very difficult comedies.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So this isn't a fun
thing.
No,
this isn't a light, fun thing. I seriously doubt it.
Adam Devine.
There you go.
Adam Devine. Okay.
I like Andy Devine.
All right.
What can I tell you?
A lot going on. You can find out more by going to our website, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. Sean Stone is our cultural editor, and he joins us each and every Thursday. We couldn't be more thrilled, sir. We'll see you next week.
See you then.
Thank you very much. Stay cool as you possibly can. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.